Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Don't you think that it's boring how people talk? Making smart with the words again. Well, I'm bored.
It's Steve. It's 7:53. And the Laver Cup is coming to town. LAVERCUP. LaverCup.com. And Kevin Anderson is about to join us. Kevin's very tall.
He is. He's 6'8".
But you think this is good, huh, for tennis?
Well, yeah, I do. It's good for him for tennis.
Because you get that big wide angle, that big arc.
The arm, the what do you call that?
Your wingspan.
Mm. Yeah, there. He and you know he had that longest match at Wimbledon with John Isner, and John Isner's
lasted like six weeks.
But the wingspan of their arms, I think, is you know baseline to baseline, both of them. So
Kevin is a professional tennis player from South Africa, ranked number 5 in the world. His wife Kelsey grew up in Glenview, and both went to U of I. Kelsey, by the way, great golfer at U of I. Well, Kevin played tennis, and Kevin wants to talk about the Laver Cup. And Sandberg, you're the tennis nut. Take it away.
Yeah, Laver Cup, if you go to their website, they have a countdown going on right now. 9 days, 1 hour, 5 minutes, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. You getting excited, Kevin?
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. I think it's fantastic that we have a tournament like this coming to Chicago.
Now, when you were at U of I, did you come up to the city much?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the city. As you mentioned earlier, my wife's family lives in Glenview. And after I just turned pro, and when my wife was working in the city, we actually lived with her parents for a couple years. So I'm very familiar with Chicago. It's one of my favorite cities. And personally, I'm really excited to spend some time there as well.
Is it surprise you that we don't have a regular tour stop? I mean, every single year and haven't had for a period of time?
Yeah, I've thought that for a while. Obviously, just the size of Chicago, you know, how many people just love sports. It's been, a little surprising to me. Tennis in the States, there's been a few cities that have lost tournaments. So hopefully, in the future, we'll be able to get some of those tournaments back, and especially bring one to Chicago. That's why I'm really excited. An event of this magnitude with the kind of players you're going to be seeing is coming to Chicago, and I think there's a lot of people really excited and really looking forward to it.
Who's coming in?
Yeah, so, for myself, I'm representing Team World. So it's myself, one more team, Del Potro. And you've got John Isner, Diego Schwartzman, Nick Kyrgios, and Jack Sock. And then for the Team World, you've got obviously some superstars. You've got Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, Alex Zverev, Dominic Thiem, Gregor Dimitrov. And you've got the coaches, John McEnroe, Bjorn Borg. So it's really a star. There's a lot of, big, well-known names here, and it's going to be some fantastic tennis.
Well, I'm confused, Dave. Do we root for Kev or do we root for against Kev?
No, I think we root for Kevin because he's on the show.
Okay. He's friend of the show. We're ready for Kevin.
And Kevin, is there a lot of camaraderie among you guys? Because, you play doubles, and but there's an individuality to tennis that you don't have in every sport. And you're a teammate now with John Isner, and you guys had that tremendous match at Wimbledon
just
wrapped
up 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's how long they played.
I think that's where a lot of players are really excited for this. It started a year ago. I wasn't part of that event. The guys I spoke to really loved it. And, tennis is such an individual sport. We have, some team competitions, but this is, I feel like a pretty unique setup where you have six players from, in my case, around the world playing six players from Europe. And it's a team event. It's not an individual event. So I think it's fantastic for the sport, and also just from the players, it definitely gives it a bit of a different perspective. I played that really long match against John, off the court we get on really well. We've known each other all the way back since college days, so it's going to be good playing with him and not against him. That week.
I think you probably know the biggest tennis news in the last week was Serena Williams at the U.S. Open. I'm not sure if you had a chance to read Martina Navratilova's op-ed in the New York Times, But the one thing she said that Serena got wrong is that we shouldn't use the measuring stick of what transgressions you can get away with, rather adjust what, you know, you can get away with as far as on the men's side. Serena shouldn't be lowering her expectations just because guys can get away with it. We should look at tennis as a whole and, you know, bring that up a level. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, that's funny. I was literally just reading on halfway through that article when I thought it was time to call in. So
sorry we interrupted.
I'm happy to finish that. But, you know, I think, you know, from the part that I saw, you know, I just know from a personal standpoint, obviously when you're out there, you know, there's so much at stake. There's so many different emotions you're dealing with. And, you know, whether it's a beautiful woman, my sort of hope is that you always sort of try to conduct yourself in the best possible way. It's not always easy to do that out there. You know, sometimes does, you know, things, you know, you sort of maybe make decisions that you don't really want to make sort of in that moment. I think mistakes made all the way around there. I think, you know, from different parties, for me, the biggest thing is just to really give, you know, Naomi Osaka the credit she was due. It was her first Grand Slam. She had a fantastic tournament. I thought she was a better player on the day, and, you know, it's really exciting to see the birth of hopefully a new star on the women's tour.
Absolutely. One last thing, Kevin. I know you're a great star, but your wife is the real star of your family. I know she gave up her career as an accountant to be with you full time and manage you on the tour. She also has her own blog, Real Life Tennis. It's her personal blog about experience on the ATP tour and things like that. And she also brings your dogs with you guys everywhere.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, my wife has been traveling with me for 5-6 years now, and it's obviously just from a personal standpoint, having, you know, somebody who I'm the closest to, you know, travel with me, and we can experience all the things we do. And also, she knows me better than anybody, so, you know, she's been an invaluable force for me from a, you know, professional standpoint as well. And about a year and a half ago, we adopted our dog, Lady Katie, who travels with us almost everywhere, so she'll be up in Chicago too. Looking forward to seeing her grandparents up there. But it's, you know, it's nice. We spend so much time on the road, so having that sort of stability and that sort of feeling of, you know, obviously having my wife there and a dog simulating some sort of home life, I think is definitely important too.
Is it true that you adopted the dog to be an automatic ball return when you had no one else to hit to?
Yeah, exactly. I also needed some help with getting balls. There was just too many balls on the court.
That's what I'm talking about.
Very well trained, and yeah, exactly.
All the best. Look forward to seeing you when you're in town, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
It's laborcup.com, and I think we can all agree that guy's a jerk, huh? Whoa, man! What a good guy. Plus, what an adorable accent. Yeah, you just fell for that completely.
You're smitten with Kevin Anderson.
I really am. It's incredible. No, listen, he sounds like a great guy. Yeah. I hope he wins. Do I hope he wins, Dave? Which team am I rooting for?
I think you're rooting for Team World against Team Europe.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, World. Although there's
World.
No Team USA.
World. World.
See, Team USA is part of Team World.
Wait till Trump hears about this.